Sovereignty Cup, welcome back to another episode of House of Attilius Presents the True Victory Podcast. I am Eric Rook. So what I want to just kind of jump in and talk about for a little bit today is, you know, changing your environment. And this can be done, you know, by little small things or something large. So I'm going to bring it from the example of what I'm going through right now. So a little bit of a backstory here. I grew up in Wisconsin, lived there for about 32 years, minus 9 months. I lived out in Southern California when I was 18, you know, with my aunt and uncle for a little bit. And then basically I ended up feeling like, let me rewind a little bit. So when I moved out to Southern California at 18 for, it was either 18, 19 for about 9 months. I had aspirations of being a screenwriter. And as well at that time, my folks were going through a really kind of ugly divorce and the energy was just terrible. So it was my way to kind of escape everything, to go out there, live with my aunt and uncle and stuff like that and everything. And things didn't quite work out that well. I was 18-year-old kid who'd never been out of Wisconsin before, and pretty naive and stubborn. So I ended up coming back to Wisconsin and kind of just fell into a pattern of working, found a company to work for and all this other fun stuff. But anyways, so I ended up moving to Phoenix here back in 2006. I transferred with my office position, my corporate job, whatever you want to call it, I had at that time. And, you know, once I got out here to, Phoenix, it was kind of like night and day from life in Wisconsin. I didn't really know anybody. I mean, I had met the people I was going to work with. So I knew them by name and face a little bit, but that was about it. I did have, loosely, like one kind of acquaintance that had moved out this way from Wisconsin with her husband and stuff like that. But, you know, apart from that, I had wanted to make the move back west, and this was just my opportunity to do that. Now, why did I move to Arizona? You know, the job transfer did help, you know, because I didn't have to pay for any of the move or anything, but it was more based around, I felt I had done everything I could do in Wisconsin for myself. And, you know, in the way I needed to grow and experience things, Wisconsin just wasn't it. So when I came out here, over the years, I've had different experiences. I've met people that, you know, have kind of helped shape my path. You know, and my path has wound up in a place where I am now, where, you know, I can see the end result of everything coming up. You know, I'm kind of nearing that finish line. If I would have stayed in Wisconsin, I can tell you what my life would have been. It would have been, you know, go to work in the office, sit in the cube all day long, whatever. It would have been that life. And I never set out to, you know, have that kind of life till I retired or just make a career out of it. Not that there's anything wrong with it, because there's not. It supported me for a number of years, but it just wasn't who I was. It wasn't, you know, and I still am, but I was this overly creative, imaginative kid growing up. And, you know, I just love that side of it, you know. It just, you know, so for me being in an office, yeah, it took care of the bills, but I was always like one foot out the door, you know. It's like trying to get, you know, something else going to kind of pull me away from this and that. You know, there's just a lot of things. Discipline was probably a big issue, you know, why things didn't happen sooner than what they did. You know, for myself as well, you know, I was just kind of a scared kid, you know, at that time to move away from my home base and experience life someplace else, you know, on my own and stuff. But as I kind of grew and got older and, you know, different things came, you know, into my life, Arizona was just a good fit. I mean, outside of, you know, family kind of in the general area, I didn't have anything else holding me back there. You know, I didn't have a girlfriend. I wasn't married or anything, no kids. So really it was kind of a no-brainer for me to move out west. And I'm glad I did, you know. There are so many things that have happened to me out here, experience-wise, knowledge-wise. So many people I've met that if I didn't make the move out this way, go through everything that I did, you know, travel this bumpy road since I left, you know, the cushy office gig to go into, you know, starting my own business and building it up and working with people. You know, I would still, if I didn't, you know, my fork in the road moment was 3 years ago now. You know, I can either take this window of opportunity that presents itself now and go in a direction to build my business, do something for myself, you know, strengthen my knowledge in, you know, Qigong, meditation, work on myself more on a spiritual end of it, or I can stay in the office life. And not that those other things wouldn't be present if I stayed in an office life, but they wouldn't be at the forefront like they are now. You know, it'd just be kind of something that I probably wind up just kind of experimenting with on the side. But working in an office environment would take over priority, and it would just change the scope of kind of my direction and everything. So, you know, we all have to make those choices and decisions for ourselves. And, you know, when I left, or was getting ready to leave, it was just right after I left, you know, that office life, there were so many people, you know, most of them I didn't even realize it, you know, kind of like, oh my God, you're so lucky. This is, I want to leave my job. I want to go in this direction, this and that, and, you know, you know, it's not all sunshine and roses on that path. Now I'm not saying that to, you know, turn anybody away from falling, you know, leaving their job or doing whatever they want to do. Everybody has to make whatever decision that, you know, you feel best for you, that's going to work for you. You have to make that decision on your own. Nobody else can make that for you. At that particular time, things just aligned. I had that opportunity. I had things in place that made it a little bit easier for me to step away from that world. And I'm not saying that, you know, it's been all easy. Again, like I just said a little bit ago, but, you know, it's been bumpy. You know, there's been lots of ups and downs during this process and stuff, especially when you're building your business. You know, year one is always a roughest year, typically. Sometimes it's the second year, you know. Funny thing is, the second year, I don't think nobody really knew that we were going to get hit with a pandemic and then everything else. So, you know, that kind of threw a wrench into things and stuff a little bit too. But for me, you know, the pandemic actually wasn't, you know, I mean, I closed down my physical location that I had because of it, just because of the uncertainty of, you know, are we going to be able to reopen? Are we going to have capacity numbers? All this other fun stuff. I didn't want to incur like any more debt, you know, fingers crossed, because I didn't have that kind of, I didn't have deep pockets like that. So, but the funny thing was, is I did not shed a tear, you know, really when I let go of it. Some people ask about that and it's like, well, I didn't own the building. I just leased it or rented it, you know, and, all the equipment in it was mine, but, you know, the building in itself, it wasn't. So the name still went with me. The equipment still went with me. The building did not, obviously, but, you know, it probably would have been a little bit more, you know, would have struck a chord a little bit more if it, I had owned the building or built it or whatever and stuff like that and lost that. But it was just, no, it was just a kind of a natural, once my mind just kind of like flipped, it was a natural transition, because I, when I had started House of Attilius, it was always meant to evolve. It was never meant to be just a physical location, a brick and mortar, and that's it, you know. And what the pandemic really showed me last year, you know, to change the scope of my business is, you know, for what I do, out in nature is really kind of where most of it belongs. Now, I'm not saying that I will never have another studio or something, you know, one day down the road, but it's going to be, you know, I already have a vision of what that would entail, you know, if I do decide to go in that direction. And this is further down the road, you know, but it would be more open air and stuff like that. So I'll share that on another podcast and everything. But yeah, it's just, it was a natural transition for my business, especially from, you know, it went, basically, I started it off, you know, it was heavy, more heavier on the personal training, you know, side, and just has kind of morphed along with me, you know, and changed with what I brought into my life, you know, that benefits me, and kind of incorporating that more into the business and so forth. So, you know, I'm at a point where, you know, I have a lot of, you know, Buddhism philosophy that I bring into things. Muay Thai, Muay Boran, I've really kind of gotten into a lot as well and studying that. And then, you know, meditation, you know, has always been kind of a big part of my life and stuff over the years and stuff. But again, that's there. And Qigong, you know, I've just dived deeper down the rabbit hole into that as well. So it's all these things that, you know, have positively impacted my life in some way, shape, or form that I've kind of brought into the business and changed the direction of the business a little bit and stuff like that. So it's really been kind of a fascinating, you know, journey thus far for me. But with that said, you know, where I felt I outgrew Wisconsin, you know, and moved out to Phoenix. I'm to a place now after 15 years of living in Phoenix that I feel like I've kind of, not that I've outgrown Phoenix because it's a different thing, but I've just, there's a big change with Phoenix right now. And there's a lot in, I mean, a lot of different energies out here now that didn't exist when I moved out here. And a lot of it is just, you have people moving. People are leaving the states that they're in and going to other areas that they find more beneficial for themselves. You know, I mean, some are leaving their states just, you know, for a drier climate. Some are leaving it, you know, cost of living. Others are migrating to states that kind of lean more towards their political views. So whatever your, or I should say, whatever their purpose is, a lot of people have wound up in Phoenix. So Phoenix, I've been all over this valley over the last several months, you know, from one end to the other. It is just so expansive. It is just crazy to see the growth since I've been out here. And pretty soon, I mean, it's just going to wind up being one big concrete jungle at some point, and it's only going to get worse. You know, I mean, traffic has gotten, it's not LA levels, but it's gotten worse, noticeably. But for me, I mean, traffic I can deal with to a degree, you know, it's just kind of a mindset thing, but it's just more the energies of people. I'm very sensitive to other people's energies, and I'm very in tune to other people. And so that is a hard one for me to really kind of, you know, cope with sometimes. But with all the busy noise and stuff down here in the valley, you know, Phoenix Valley, when I closed my business up, or the location, I should say, last year, April, and my mind just kind of flipped on a dime. It's just like, okay, this is the direction we're going in. At that point, with everything going on, it was just like, I just want a more peaceful life. you know, and this wasn't anything I said aloud. It was just in my head. I said, I want a more peaceful life. And my goal is to move up to Sedona, you know, Sedona, Arizona and stuff here at the end of last year, excuse me, end of last year, beginning of this year. Well, a few things with that, you know, the pandemic that kind of went on, you know, and stuff kind of shoved everybody's timelines out. So now I can get into timelines at a later podcast or whatever, but you know, the trajectory that you're on, there's certain criteria that you have to kind of meet. And then, you know, the universe opens up this and this, and, you know, you proceed and all this other fun stuff. If it wasn't for the pandemic, I'd probably be up north already. But, you know, the pandemic gets enough blame the way it is. But yeah, my it just, it shoved out my timeline. And so now going that way, you know, again, I kind of shifted gears to where towards the end of the year, you know, springtime of next. And it's up to me as well on that time frame. You know, there's certain things that I need to do for myself in order to adjust and speed up that timeline, you know, and everything. So it's again, that's a whole nother podcast to get into that stuff too. But up north is where I feel that everything is just going to kind of open up for me more than I've been working towards. And again, it's not to say I can't survive or, you know, get to that point down here in Phoenix, but Phoenix is just tiring me out and everything, because there's just so much going on. So that simpler life up north is kind of what I'm aiming at, and, you know, where I'm really focused on right now of getting there. And then slowly just kind of, you know, setting up the business up there to, for more retreats and workshops and that sort of thing. But you have a lot of nature up north and stuff that exists. We have nature down here in Phoenix too, but it's just a whole different vibe up that way. And so I'm really looking forward to that, and, you know, and stuff. And when I think back to, you know, where I am right now, none of this would have happened if I didn't, you know, step out of my comfort zone, if you will, you know, and leave my job to go in this direction. None of this would have manifested itself if I didn't take the opportunity to move to Arizona, stayed in Wisconsin. Now, you know, one can argue that, well, how do you know? You know, it might have still happened. Possibly, possibly not. You know, the way I look at it, Wisconsin, it probably wouldn't happen to this level. You know, I would have had meditation and so forth, but I don't think I really, again, it's hard to say, but I don't think I would have had that that level of knowledge with everything that I have now. When I left the office job, you know, out here in Arizona to go in this direction, that was kind of like my fork in the road moment, where I could either go this way, explore that opportunity to start my own business, it may or may not work, but at least, you know, if you try 120% and it still fails, you know what, you, it's not a bad thing. Or you can stay in the office life and make that your path going forward for the most part, and then wonder, what if, you know. And you know, I didn't quit the job, I don't, like, because I don't want to sit in an office all day long wondering what if, you know, but that's not a reason for me to quit a job and go in this direction. I did it because I wanted to help people more. I wanted to do something for myself as well. I worked for somebody else, you know, for a number of years and stuff, and I'm thankful, you know, in the way that they took care of me and everything like that. But at the end of the day, it's just, I see myself doing something more beneficial than just sitting behind a desk and typing away at the computer or whatever all day long. So in that sense, it was the right decision for me to make to go in this direction, even though, again, Hasn't been easy, hasn't been smooth. You know, I may have adjusted some things if I foresaw a pandemic coming afterwards and stuff. But again, there's just a lot of things in life and in nature that you can't predict. And, you know, you just got to kind of roll and adapt. And that's what I've done a lot. I've adapted and shifted the business a lot along the way to coincide with, you know, what's been going on in the world and stuff like that, which kind of holds up to why I started, you know, one of the, my original purpose of House of Atelius. You know, House of Atelius started off as personal training. And then as I kind of move forward and gain knowledge of, you know, Qigong, Muay Thai, and, you know, more meditation, just diving deeper down these rabbit holes. As I've changed, the business has shifted and changed along with that. And I'm happy with that because that was the whole concept behind House of Atelius. You know, it was never meant to just be a brick and mortar place for one. You know, it's meant to be more expansive outside of there. It was never meant just to be this one dimensional business and that's it. So, you know, it's just the business was designed to evolve. And it's done that, you know, based around where I've kind of taken myself and everything. So, but moving up north is just kind of it's a natural progression, not only for me, you know, from a mindset and just happiness vibe, you know, with energy and stuff, but also to kind of invite people up to bring them out of the city and stuff. Because what I have found is that when I work with people down here in the city, you know, even if it's outdoors and stuff, people are still tethered to their daily lives down here. They're, you know, I got grocery shopping, I got laundry, I got, oh, it's football Sunday, it's this, it's that. So they're not really letting go and relaxing themselves in the way that they need to. Now, when I've invited people up to Sedona and stuff to, you know, do a Qigong workshop or, you know, just on a hike, people I have found are more apt to let go of those tethers of their daily life down here in the valley. So from a business standpoint of what I do, it just makes more sense for me to build the business further, you know, in a place that kind of allows people to let their hair down and just kind of relax. They're not worried about the stress of their, you know, what happened at work. They're not worried about, you know, two boatloads full of laundry that are built up and everything else. So that is another purpose for me, you know, moving up north. Now, I mentioned Sedona. Sedona was like the original plan, you know, last year in April when my mindset kind of shifted in that direction. Well, Sedona is very, well, a lot more expensive now. You know, there's a lot more people moving there from what I've seen and stuff. But again, the cost of living has just, it's just increased. So that is not in the budget. Cornville was a place that I went to earlier this year that I really fell in love with. Cornville is mainly farmland. It's like 25 minutes outside of Sedona. You can see the mountains in Sedona from a distance and stuff like that. So you're really not that far away. But Cornville might still be a few years down the road for me at this point. Which brings me to Cornville. Cottonwood and Clarkdale. They kind of border each other and stuff. And there's smaller towns, smaller communities, and everything. And just, I spent a little bit more time in Cottonwood Saturday afternoon, last Saturday, before I went to the Tibetan monk healing session that I had. And, you know, I really like the vibe. You know, the people are friendly, you know, that I interacted with the locals and stuff. You know, there's not that much tourist traffic through town or anything, you know, from what I was told. It's just more of a stopping point for people on the way to Sedona or wherever they're going and stuff like that. So it's just, you know, and there's nature all around you, which is huge, you know, because that's the one thing I love. I'm very much about nature nowadays. And so it just, for me, it's just a good fit. And I'm really excited about, you know, kind of relocating up that way here. But again, as far as, you know, when that happens and stuff, and again, the time frame, end of the year, or, you know, springtime, between end of this year and springtime of next year is kind of that cycle. Now, again, you know, a lot of this is based around me and my actions and just kind of what I do moving forward. So that timeline can change a little bit as well. And that's why I don't like saying, you know, it's this time right now, because it does shift a little bit. But nonetheless, I'm really looking forward to kind of opening up a new chapter up that way. And just kind of being in that small town nature environment more on a daily basis. So for people out there, anybody who is thinking about making a change for their life and, you know, taking a different path to work towards something or whatever, explore it, you know. Don't be afraid to kind of step out of your comfort zone and just check things out. You know, it may not happen overnight. You know, if it's meant to happen, there's a timeline and all those other fun stuff, things that you need to do before you get to that point, but you can work towards it. You know, this has been, to get to this point, it's probably, well, to get to this point, there's two things for me. One, it's been about 5 years, roughly 5 or 6 years, since I really kind of came up with the name House of Attilius and put that together and then started moving forward with it. So it's been about 5, 6 years, you know, of just constant, you know, knowledge building, this and that, to get to this point. But really, the second part of that, it's been my whole life working towards getting to this point. And again, you know, I met some people when I lived in Wisconsin that helped kind of further me a little bit this way. When I moved to Arizona, boom, I met a lot more people that helped, you know, pave the way on my path and show me this and that. And then just other little things off. I mean, it's just, if I didn't step out of my comfort zone and take that window of opportunity, yeah, I would not be sitting here like I am right now. I, you know, I almost guarantee that. But for others out there, if any of you are looking to do the same thing or similar, you know, really just kind of look into it. You know, don't be afraid. I mean, move into a new town where you don't know anybody. I know it can be nerve-wracking. I did that in Phoenix. I mean, I knew the people I was going to work with just very, very loosely from face and name. That was about it. But, you know, I had one friend, not really a friend, just more of an acquaintance, that moved out here with her husband 6 months prior that I did, and stuff. They lived over in the East Valley. But, you know, I mean, aside from that, yeah, I left everything else back in Wisconsin. I mean, I didn't have anything holding me back. I mean, I had family back in the region and stuff like that, but nothing that was, you know, no wife, no girlfriend, no kids or anything like that. So it just was kind of a natural, you know, progression for me to kind of, because I had looked at moving west, back west again, you know, for a number of years. So this was my opportunity to do that. And just, it just changed my life in just a lot of different ways being here in the state. But again, living in Phoenix for the last 15 years and with it growing now, and the energies from people coming from all over just being kind of like, you know, it's, I'm ready for a little bit more of a quiet life up north and stuff and everything like that. But yeah, find what works for you. You know, where you want to be, where are you at now? Look at where you're at now and just, you know, visualize kind of where you see your path, your journey taking you down the road. You know, maybe you're already happy with where you're at, and that's great, you know. Maybe you just feel like you're destined for something more than what you're doing now, you know, and stuff. But really seriously take a look at it. Don't just kick the can with it, because if you just do that, it's not going to materialize. It's not going to manifest itself, you know. Now, I'm not saying run out tomorrow, quit your job, move to a different state, and then, you know, come at me and say, yeah, you know, well, I did what you told me to, and I'm broke. I'm not saying that. You know, I lucked out in my situation when my window of opportunity presented itself, because I had a way to keep myself afloat for a little while, you know, once I stepped away from the company. And, you know, so, and I've run into a lot of other people that have wanted to do kind of the same thing I did, is leave their job and go in this direction. And, you know, what did you do and how did you do it and stuff. It's like, look, you have to make that own decision for yourself. My circumstances that allowed that to happen were my circumstances alone. Everybody's going to have different ways that they're going to go about this, you know, and that's what you have to figure out for yourself. I mean, I can give you a little bit of advice, but that's about it. You know, I'm not going to tell you to do this or do that, because again, I don't know your situation that well. So, but nonetheless, you know, there's no harm in looking into things and exploring things a little bit more, you know. Stay with your job, you know, but, you know, step out of that comfort zone, check things out a little bit more. You know, if you want to open up a business for yourself, look into it, you know. And if it, you know, if you figure, well, yeah, I can do it, but I want to do it in this different city, or, you know, move and do it. So then look into it, you know, this life. Make yourself happy, you know, make yourself happy to the point to where, you know, you're going to grow as an individual, you know, because what we want to do is better ourselves, better our lives, and realize that life is just not all about materialistic things. You know, I mean, yes, it's okay to want a house. Yes, it's okay to want a car, and, you know, whatever, but we don't want to get to a point where those things control us, you know, because that's not what life is about. You know, life is a school. I call it a school. Now, my other friend, you know, she's very psychic, very legit. She calls it a way station, you know, and stuff. So, and, you know, we're just temporary inhabitants of this planet, basically. We're here to grow, we're here to learn, you know, and then we're on to the next journey after this life is done. I mean, it's not any more difficult than that. So, you know, but figure out what's going to work for you in this life. Enjoy life, but, you know, put yourself in a better position. If you're not happy sitting in an office cube or doing whatever you're doing, well, then, okay, what do we need to do to open you up more, to create a better life for you? And that's, you know, again, that's all I'm saying. It's just look at it, you know. So, but, so yes, as soon as I, you know, once I get up north and everything, I'm going to, you know, probably open up, you know, start doing workshops, some retreats up that way. I do have a retreat that I want to do out in Thailand, but Thailand is kind of messy right now with the whole outbreak stuff going on out there. So I don't know, you know, if they're, when they'll recover, and I have no idea what their tourism sector is going to look like when they do recover eventually and stuff. So, so that's kind of on hold, but Sedona in itself, yes. You know, so, you know, trying to hold stuff up that way or around there, and everything, whatever, you know, possibly in the area that I want to go to, Cornville. So, but yeah, brain freeze, apologies. It's late. But yeah, just kind of explore your world, explore yourself on what you want to achieve and, you know, where you, what you need to grow as, what you feel you need to grow as an individual. And, you know, if you need to pick my brain on anything, feel free to. I'm always around and stuff like that, you know, and so forth. But so, yes, going forward here, I will keep everybody up to date on my move up that way when I get situated and, you know, when things start kind of popping a little bit more. And as far as these podcasts go, again, you know, I may put out one a week, I may do two. It just depends on what's on my mind. If I have things, I'm just going to, you know, record them. And I really appreciate you guys listening and stuff. So, but anyways, I'm going to cut it there for the evening here. And I just want to thank you guys one more time for listening to the True Victory podcast. And if you have any suggestions or anything else you'd like to pass along to me, I'd be, you know, more than happy to receive those and supply any feedback that you may request. All right. So hope your guys' week is starting out well. And have a beautiful rest of your week. I'll talk to you soon.